طيب عليكم السلام ورحمة الله، بارك الله فيكم، تفضل الله منا ومنكم، بارك الله فيكم. طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our second session or second lecture from book 2, Medina book 2. And we started last week, so we do have some homework assignment. Can you just put that on here, brother? Allahumma musta'an. You should have had a homework assignment, but before we go to that, we want to just quickly look at, review what we did last week. Well, the first thing, last week, we started with lesson one. We went through the key, the English key that explains, most importantly, the grammatical points in this lesson, and secondly, the vocabulary words for this lesson. The grammatical points were about 6 points, I think, and the vocabulary words were, I don't know, remember, 12 or so words. We will quickly review the grammatical points that we went over, and we might look at the vocabulary just as a refresher. And we read the dialogue in the beginning of the Arabic text of lesson one. We read the dialogue and we did not do any of the exercises. So your homework assignment was to begin to write out the exercises. If you got stuck on anything, inshallah, before we start today, you should ask me. After I go over the review of the points that we covered last week, if you have any question about the exercises or the grammatical points or the vocabulary or anything that we covered last week, before we start the new lesson today, inshallah, you have a chance to ask your questions. So, in terms of what we covered last week, the 6 points in the key, the first thing that we dealt with was inna. Inna. It's particle inna. And the inna is used for emphasis. Emphasis. Like you say, inna allaha ghafoor rahim. Right? Inna allaha ghafoor ghafoorun Rahimun. Inna is used for emphasis. What do we mean by that? Inna means verily, certainly, definitely, surely. No doubt about it. Okay, inna is used for emphasis and it's also used for izalat al-shak. Somebody has doubt about something and you want to emphasize the certainty of it, you say inna, verily, certainly. There's no doubt about it. Inna Allaha ghafoorun raheem. Certainly, without doubt, Allah is what? Ghafoorun, forgiven, raheemun, merciful. There's no doubt about this. If a person begins to have doubt, then we tell them with emphasis, with certainty, indeed, certainly, surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. As far as this particle inna, the first thing that we need to know about it after we understand that it's used for emphasis, verily or certainly. After that, we should know that grammatically in the sentence, when you have a sentence that has a mubtada and it has a khabar, it has a mubtadaun and it has a khabarun. The mubtada is the word that the nominal sentence begins with, what you want to talk about. And the khabar is what you want to say about the mubtada, the information. What do you want to say about Allah? Allahu ghafoorun. What about Allah? He is forgiving. Okay, this is the mubtada, this is the khabar. That's before we use inna, in a nominal sense, a sense that begins with a noun. Allahu ghafoorun. The mubtada without inna, it is marfoon, takes dhamma. And the khabar also takes dhamma. But when we use inna for emphasis, it changes the sentence now. Instead of this being called the mubtada, now it's called ismu inna. It's called ismu inna. And this is still khabar, but now it's more specific. It's khabaru inna. Okay, so this, which initially we called mubtada'un and khabarun, now becomes ism inna and khabaru inna. One of the things that we mentioned last week is that inna is only used with a nominal sentence, a jumla ismiya, a sentence that begins with a noun, ism. Okay, it's not used with a jumla fi'liya, a sentence that begins with a fi'l, a verb. The only way, sentence we're going to use inna with is a sentence that begins with a noun. Alright, no problem. Alright? Okay, so we have two types of sentences in Arabic. Jumla ismiya begins with a ism, a noun. And jumla fi'aliya begins with a fi'l, a verb. The jumla ismiya is the type of sentence that we are using inna with, not with jumla fi'aliya. Tayyib? So, the jumla ismiya has a mubtada and a khabar. Two nouns. Both of them are marfu'un with dhamma. Dhamma, dhamma. But when you use inna, it changes this to the ism inna, the noun that's connected to inna, and khabaru inna, the khabar that's connected to inna. The ism inna is no longer marfu'un. When it becomes ism inna, now it becomes mansub. Comes mansub. That means it takes fatha. As far as the khabar, which now becomes khabaru inna, it remains marfu'un with dhamma. It doesn't change. Huh?
I can ask a question during class.
Yeah, you can ask a question. The mubtada'un in English is the subject. Now, today we can answer this question, but we're not going to answer a lot of English grammar questions. Today we can answer it, because today we know what it is. But when you start asking too much English grammar, we will not know the answers. So we will not give you answers, because we don't know. We're not going to make it up, right? But in English, the mubtada is the subject of the sentence and the khabar is the predicate. Subject of the sentence, the mubtada means the thing that you want to talk about. It's the subject. And the khabar means information. What do you want to say about it? You begin the sentence with the subject. In Arabic, it's called mubtada because it's from bada'a, to begin. You begin with this, bada'a. So the mubtada is the thing you begin with. You begin with saying Allah. What about Allah? Allah is Ghafoor. Allah is Rahim. Allah is Aziz, Qawi, Halim. Like this, right? Well, that's what you want to say about Allah. That's called the khabar, information. In English, it's called the predicate. Subject and predicate. Tayyib. Jayyid, that's ism, that's inna. That's all you really need to know. Inna is used for emphasis. To remove any doubt. If a person has doubt about something, you will emphasize that this is certain, sure. Okay? And as far as grammatically, you call the noun that you initially had began a sentence with, before there was inna, you call it from mubtada, now you call it ism inna. This used to be called khabar, now you call it khabaru inna. That's what you need to know. The ism inna is mansub. Mansub, right? Means that it takes fatha, mansub. That means it takes fatha. And the khabaru inna remains marfu'un with dhamma. It doesn't change. Naam. Yes.
The raheem. How have the raheem from the study? It takes the same dhamma thing, right?
It's still khabar. Alright. Tayyib. I mean, it's as though you're saying that Allah is ghafoorun and Allah is Rahimun. No.
So, what do you mean by so?
Mansoob in English. Oh boy, now we're getting to the point where we're not going to be answering these grammatical questions. Mansoob means accusative. Accusative. Right? Okay, it's all right. I'm saying it's all right. As long as we know the answer, it's okay. But when you start asking too many questions, right? Marfu'un. About English grammar, we're not going to be able to answer them. Marfu'un. Marfu'un, right? Marfu'un means nominative. Right? And then you have what? Majrurun. I'm going to write this today, but I'm not going to be writing it a lot of times. Every time. But I'm going to write it today just so that you can be aware. What this means? What? Genitive. In English grammar, they say majrurun means genitive. Marfu'un means nominative. Mansubun means accusative. This takes dhamma, and this takes kasra. Okay, so when we say marfu'un, we mean that it's nominative. When we say mansubun, we mean that it's accusative. When we say majrurun, means it's genitive. Generally speaking, all nouns will normally, initially, originally be nominative. They take dhamma. But when you place it in a sentence, depending on its place in the sentence, if it's the mubtada or the khabar, it will be nominative. Okay? If it is the object of a preposition, after ila, ala, fi, min, if it's the object of a preposition, it will be genitive, it will take kasra. If it's the object of a verb, then it will be mansub, accusative, it will take fatha. And there are other cases in which it will change, but these are the basic forms. The mubtada and khabar is marfu'un. Okay, the object of the preposition is majrurun. The object of the verb is mansubun. Then there's ism inna, khabaru inna, ism kana, khabaru kana, mudaf, mudaf ilayh, all kind of other things. Okay, that may come under any one of these three titles. Naam. Yeah, you can say that. Innama, but we didn't have innama. That's somewhere else. That's past us. That's far past where we are right now. But yeah, innama is restrictive. No. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. There's emphasis. Inna, ama restricts it. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. That actions, indeed, actions are judged by intention. But the meaning of it, when you say innama, it means indeed actions are judged by intentions exclusively, only. The main point is that, what is the intention? That will determine the action, whether it will be acceptable or unacceptable, valid or invalid, and so on. Okay? Naam. We also mentioned when inna is used, when the mubtada is a pronoun. Okay, if the mubtada is a pronoun, for example, instead of Allahu Ghafoor Rahim, suppose we had Huwa Ghafoor. Ghafoor Rahimun. Huwa. So if the mubtada is a pronoun, then you have to use the accusative form of the pronoun. You don't say Inna Huwa. But you use the accusative form, you say Innahu. Feminine, Innaha. Anta, Innaka. Anti innaki, antum innakum, like this. Okay, we'll come to that in exercise number 3, inshallah. The other thing that we dealt with is from the sisters, the akhawat of inna, from the sisters of inna is la'alla. La'alla. We also talked about this. From the sisters of inna, meaning letters or particles that act the same way as inna, is la'alla. La'alla, it acts the same way. If you have a mubtada and a khabar, and you use la'alla, then it makes the mubtada mansub. And the khabar remains marfu'. Same like inna. Okay, it's the same rule. What does la'alla mean? It has two meanings. Ishfaq and,
Hope.
Yeah, and hope. Taraji. Al-taraji and al-ishfaq. Fear and hope. Okay, la'alla represents two possible meanings. Fear and hope. Okay? Like you say, I hope that the examination will be easy. Or the other person may say, I fear that the examination will be difficult. La'alla, the same word is used, but in one context it means I hope for something good, in the other context it means I fear something bad. Okay, it could mean either way. From the context you will know what it means. After that, we had dhu, right? This word dhu, which means sahib. And it means the one who possessed something. Okay? One who possessed something. You say, huwa dhu ilmin. He is the one who possessed ilm. Huwa dhu khuluqin. He is the one who possessed good character. Wa alaykum salam. Huwa dhu quwwatin. He is the one who possessed strength. Naam. And like this, okay? Dhu means the one who possesses something. The main thing you need to know about dhu is that the word that comes after it, dhu ilmin, for example, the word that comes after it is mudaf ilay. And the mudaf ilay is always what? It's always majroor. Genitive takes kasra. If it has alif lam, it takes a single kasra. If it doesn't have alif lam, it takes a double kasra, right? Dhu. And we had also this word, which doesn't require a lot of discussion. Inshallah, we see it when we come to it. We had this word, ghalin. Ghalin. Which, the meaning of it is what? Expensive. This word is a special type of word. If it's feminine, it has its full form, ghaliya. Ghaliyah. If it's feminine, it has its full form with the ya. But when it's masculine, the ya of this word, right? Al ghali. The ya of this word is deleted. Okay? In this case, when the ya is deleted, like if it was originally ghaliyun, this is the original form of it should be ghali. Yun, ghaliyun. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. When the ya is deleted from ghaliyun, right, and its dhamma is also deleted with it, what remains is the noon of the tanween. So the noon sound from the tanween goes over to here, to this letter, and it becomes ghalin. That's how we get this, ghalin. This is from the tanween, from ghaliyun. When the ya in its vowel is deleted, the tanween, noon sound, is transferred to the last letter that preceded the ya that was deleted, so it becomes ghalin. This word ghalin, even though it looks like it is in the genitive form, majroor, in fact it is marfoon. It's marfoon. But it's just that, its ya and its vowel, its dhamma has been deleted. Okay, so we will come to that. That's not so important. It's just, it's a matter of sarf, of the composition of words, how words are composed, and how they change, and how they adapted, and how they modified in certain circumstances. We'll come to it, inshallah, in the lesson. But we mentioned this last week. And the last thing is the use of hamza til istifham, the hamza of istifham and m. This word M, we said that it means what? We said that it means or. And it is used instead of another word that means or, ow. Instead of ow, which also means or, Hamzat al-Istifham with this M is used in questions, in the interrogative, when you're asking a question about two specific things that you want to identify which of those two it is. So if you want to ask, are you a doctor or a patient? Are you a doctor? You go in the hospital and you meet somebody, you say, are you a doctor or a patient? You want to ask about two things and you want them to specify one of them. In that case, you would use this instead of using au, you would use m. It has a specific format. Okay, and that format is one of those two things that you're asking about to identify which of them comes immediately after. Al-tabibun. Al-tabibun. Anta. Am. Maridun. Am. Al-tabibun. Anta am maridun. The first of the two things that you are asking about should come immediately after Hamzat al-Istifham. And the second one of them should come immediately after M. And whatever else is in the sentence, then it comes. Okay? You should not say, Anta tabibun am maridun. Anta. Rather, you should say, طَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ مَرِيدٌ. Or you could say, أَمَرِيدٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ طَبِيبٌ. But don't say, أَنْتَ مَرِيدٌ أَنْتَ طَبِيبٌ. Rather, أَطَبِيبٌ أَنْتَ أَمَرِيدٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ طَبِيبٌ. This formula or format is a little bit awkward. In order for you to get used to it, you have to practice. So we have some exercises, inshallah, when we do the exercises, then you will see it will be a little bit easier once you get some practice with it.
Yeah, because the way it's written, see you can translate, if you translate it, it doesn't make a lot of...
Okay, in English, yeah, you will say it differently. Right. And that's why when you learn Arabic, to speak Arabic properly, you have to learn proper Arabic structure. And we have to use it the way it is in Arabic. Alright, so inshallah we practice with. This is what we covered last week. If you have any questions about inna or la'alla or am or whatever, dhu, ghalin, these are the points that we covered last. Oh yeah, there's one other thing. There were 6 points, right? The other thing that we covered were the numbers, mia and alf. Mia. Mi'atun and alfun.
I think you said the things that come after the mi'a or the alif, it means as a single thing.
Okay.
Yeah, to the plural.
Okay, we have an adad, number, right, and what? Ma'adud.
Yeah.
Adad and ma'adud. Adad means what? The number. Ma'adud means the thing that you're counting, the numbered thing that you're counting, right? So, as we had in previously in book 1, the numbers from 3 to 10, we have adad and ma'adud, right? And we said that the adad and ma'adud are mudaf and mudaf ilayh. The adad and ma'adud are mudaf, mudafun alayh. Same thing here. Except that, in 3 to 10, we said the ma'adud is majroor and it's jam, plural. But here it's majroor and it's mufrad, singular. So when you say 100 books, the word for books is not going to be plural, it's going to be singular. But it's still going to be majroor, because it's what? Mudaf mudaf ilayh. Mudaf ilayh is always majroor, takes kasra. Mudaf ilayh, right? So you say, mi'atu kitab. Right? Mi'atu kitab, or alfu kitab. Now what do we have to do to this construction in order for it to be modified correctly? If you have mere 100 books, what do you have to do to this expression to correct it? What has to be done here? Something has to be changed.
Tanween.
Mudaf mudaf ilayh. The mudaf of idafa construction never takes alif lam or tanween, right? So you got to get rid of that. As far as the mudaf ilayh, it is majroor or mansub or marfu'. Majroor. Alright, so you gotta put kasra here. So you say, mi'atu with a single vowel, kitabin. So it's majroor, mufrad, singular. Or the same thing with alf. Alfu with a single vowel, kitabin. Mufrad, majroor. Mufrad, singular, majroor, genitive. Because it's mudafu ilayh. That's it, really. I mean, these numbers, Mi and Alpha, are simple. Just you have to remember, unlike 3 to 10, the Ma'dud is not plural, it's singular. Even though in English you're saying 100 books, plural, right? But in Arabic you're using singular. That's the way it is in Arabic. Any question? Alhamdulillah. Now, Abu Bakr. Hamzatul Istifham. Istifham. It could be mansub. It's possible. We'll come to that, inshallah, okay? The word that comes after Hamzatul Istifham, it could be marfoon, could be mansubun, could be majroon. It depends on what? Depends on, is it the subject of the sentence? Is it the object of a verb? Is it the object of a preposition? If it's following a preposition, right? Suppose you wanted to say, are you from India or from America? Are you from India or are you from America? Don't say, anta min al-Hind. You're not going to say anta. You're going to say, min al-Hindi anta am min America. Amin al-Hindi. Okay, the word that came after Hamzat al-Istifham is following a preposition, right? Min al-Hind. So it has to be majroor. Suppose you wanted to say, awaladan ra'ayta am rajulan. Awaladan ra'ayta. Did you see a boy or a man? Okay, waladan is the object of the verb. Ra'ayta. Ra'ayta waladan. So it has to be mansub. So it depends on that word. Is it the object of a verb? Is it the object of a preposition? Or it's neither, none of that? Then in that case it will be marfoon. So the word that comes after Hamzat al-Istifham, it could be marfoon. It could be majroon. It could be mansub. Depends on what else is in the sentence. Okay, is it the object of a verb? Is it the object of a preposition? Or it's none of that? Alright? The main thing though, is that after the Hamzat al-Istifham has to come one of the things that you're asking about. And after M has to come the other one. And anything else should be put somewhere else. Okay, when we go over the examples, inshallah, it will become more clear. When we go over the examples, it will come more clear. Any other question? Okay, we read the text of the lesson. And you should be reading it a few times until you go to the next lesson, making sure that you understand all that's in there, grammatical points, vocabulary words, and so on. Some of the grammatical points are from earlier lessons, from the previous book. Okay, so you have to remember what we had before, because some of the things in there are not related to what's in this lesson. They are from what you already have learned. Okay, so the key on page 1, 2, and 3, the key, the English key, and page 4, covers all of these points that we dealt with last week. And it also deals with the vocabulary, which we're going to look at quickly. Don't look in your book now. This is just a quiz, an oral examination. I just want you to give me the meaning of the words. Okay? Without looking in the book, give me the meaning of the words. Mi'atun, 100. Alfun, 1,000. Dhakiyun, intelligent. Ghabiyun, stupid. Khuluqun, manners. Character. Naam. Good manners, character, whatever. Mutazawijun, married. Married. A wife is zawj, zawja. Mutazawija, married. The person who is married, you say, is mutazawij. Huwa mutazawijun. Huh? Feminine, mutazawijatun, termabuta, right? Now, azabun, unmarried. Yahudun, Yahud. Yahud is the ism jins, means Jews, all of them in general. Yahudi is singular, one. Yahudiyun. Mu'jamun. Mu'jamun is a qamus. Mu'jamun. Dictionary. Dularun. Safhatun, a page. Najihun, najaha, najihun, one who passed an examination. Ghalin, expensive. Rakhisun, inexpensive. Yeah, you can say cheap, but I'd rather use the word inexpensive. Because sometimes we buy things that are inexpensive. We don't want to say we're buying cheap stuff. Buying something that's inexpensive. Yeah, cheap has a different connotation. It might really be cheap, but anyway, we're going to call it inexpensive, inshallah. Tayyib. Ghalin, expensive. Naam. Kummun, sleeve. Tayyib. Jayid. Okay, these are the vocabulary words, not that many words. For this level that we're on right now, mashallah, we know a lot of vocabulary words, and this should be added to our vocabulary bank. Okay, we read the lesson, inshallah, so what we want to do now is go over the exercises. Alright, so turn to page 6. Turn to page 6. Turn to page 6. The second half of the page has, yeah, 6. As-safha, as-sitta, as-sadisa. Huh? Am I on the wrong page?
Oh, okay, okay. How about in lesson 1?
Yeah, lesson 1. Lesson 1. The page is different?
Yeah.
Should be, where's the lesson at?
Tamarine.
Okay, it should be right here then.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first thing after the lesson.
Okay.
Yeah. Should be the first thing after the lesson. Alright. Page 6. First exercise. Tamarine. Exercises. Naam. Okay. We need everybody's participation. During the dars and after the dars during the week. Alright? Tayyib. We should have already done these exercises already. We had them for homework. Maybe you don't remember well what happened in this lesson, right? Because we read it last week. Oh boy. Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to read it quickly. Try to follow me, inshallah. Try to follow me so you remember some of the points of the lesson. In fact, we're going to do a different exercise. We're going to do a listening exercise. Don't follow me with the book. Close your book. Just listen. Close your book and just listen. Because you have plenty of chance to read the lesson during the week. Just listen. Okay? This is a listening exercise. Listen and try to understand. Hashim is one person in the dialogue. Al-Mudarris is the other person. So they're going to go back and forth, right? We're going to start with Hashim. The next speaker is going to be the teacher. Hashim says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakatuhu. Teacher says, Wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hashim says, Kayfa haluka ya ustadhu? La'allaka bi khairin. What does that mean? I hope you're fine. I hope you're well. Al Mudarris, he says, Alhamdulillah. وكيف حالك أنت يا هاشم؟ And how are you, O Hashim? أنا أحبك كثيرا يا هاشم. أنا, the teacher is saying to Hashim, أنا أحبك كثيرا يا هاشم. Love you very much. إنك, إنك, إن أنت, إنك طالب ذكي مجتهد وذو خلق. إنك طالب ذكي مجتهد ذو خلق. Now the teacher asks him a question. أمن باكستان أنت؟ أمن باكستان أنت؟ أم من الهندي يا هاشم؟ هاشم answers. Inni min al-Hindi. I'm from India. The teacher says, وَزَمِيلُكَ الَّذِي خَرَجَ مَعَكَ الْآنَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ وَزَمِيلُكَ الَّذِي خَرَجَ مَعَكَ الْآنَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ أهو أيضا من الهند؟ أهو أيضا من الهندي؟ Yeah, is he also from India? لا. إنه من باكستان. إنه من باكستان. المدرس إن ساعتك جميلة يا هاشم. إن ساعتك your watch is جميلة يا هاشم. أمن الياباني هي؟ What does that mean? Is it from Japan? لا. إنها من الهندي. Teacher asks, أغالية غالية أغالية هي أم رخيصة؟ أغالية هي أم رخيصة؟ هاشم said, إنها رخيصة جدا. إنها بمئة روبية فقط. What does فقط mean?
Only.
إنها بمئة روبية فقط. Teacher, كم أخن لك يا هاشم؟ كم أخن لك يا هاشم؟ لي ثلاثة إخوة. لي ثلاثة إخوة. مضاف مضاف إليه. الطلاب هم؟ لا. إنهم تجار. They are what?
Merchants.
Merchants, they're not students. Big cash, all of them. وَكَمْ أُخْتًا لَكَ And how many what? Sisters you have. لِي أَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ Four sisters. أَفِي الْهِنْدِ هُنَّ الْآنَ أَفِي الْهِنْدِ هُنَّ الْآنَ Are they... In India, right now? لا. إنهن هنا. Here, بالمدينة النبوية. ما أبي وأمي. You know why I'm laughing? I changed the text. لا بس. المدينة المنورة. This description or ascription is incorrect. This description, however common it may be, to call Medina al-Medina al-Munawwara is not correct. Because Medina al-Munawwara means the illuminated city, the city that is light, full of light. And this comes from Sufism, because they believe the Prophet ﷺ is created from light. And that's not true. Created from light. You never heard this? The Sufis say the Prophet was created from light. You're not created from the earth, it's created from light. So they call Medina Munawwara. But actually the proper name is Medina An-Nabawiyyah. That's true. It's the city of prophethood. Naam. And it has other names. Tayyib wa Tayyiba and so on. Medina al-Rasul. Tayyib. La innahunna huna bil Medina An-Nabawiyyah. Ma abi wa ummi. The teacher said, Atalibatun hunna هاشم لا إنهن مدرسات بالمدرسة الثانوية طيب now let's answer the questions open your book answer the questions تمارين page 6 التمرين الأول first exercise أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية What does that mean? Answer the following questions. Okay, anybody just raise your hand. Raise your hand. من أين هاشمون؟ نعم. هاشمون من الهند. هو من الهندي. Question number two. السؤال الثاني. أيحبه المدرس؟ أيحبه المدرس؟ What does that mean?
Does he love the teacher
or does the teacher love him? أَيُحِبُّهُ الْمُدَرِّسُ المُدَرِّس is the fa'il because the fa'il is marfoon. If it means does he love the teacher then the teacher would be the maf'ulun bi would be mansoob. But we said, أَيُحِبُّهُ الْمُدَرِّسُ. المدرس is the one who's doing the action of loving. No. Does the teacher يُحِبُّهُ? The teacher love him. أَيُحِبُّهُ الْمُدَرِّسُ? What's the answer? نعم يحبه المدرس. Yes, the teacher loves him. Question number 3, السؤال الثالث. من أين ساعته؟ من أين ساعته؟ What's the question mean? Where's his watch from? نعم أبو بكر, what's the answer? ساعته من الياباني. What do y'all say? من اليابان؟ المدرس سأله من الياباني؟ قال لا إنها من الهندي. The teacher said إن ساعتك جميلة يا هاشم من الياباني هي؟ لا إنها من الهندي. طيب السؤال الرابع, fourth question. Become here. Become here. What does that mean?
How much is it?
How much is it? How much does it cost? Huh? Innaha B. B.
B.
B. B. Come here. Here. B. B. What? B. Mia. B. Mia. T. Rubiyatin. نعم إنها بمية روبية فقط. نعم السؤال الخامس, كم أخ له؟ كم أخ له؟ ها؟ Does he have three or four brothers? He has three. He has three. Okay, who wants to give me the answer? One person. I want to hear a clear answer. Huh?
No.
Lahu Salatu. Yes, go. Lahu Salatu. Lahu Salatu. Salatu what? Ikhwa. Type. I want to hear somebody else. No, the answer is correct. I just want to hear the endings of the words. Lahu, naam, Musa. Ikhwatin. Lahu thalathatu ikhwatin. Yeah, you can't read the answers from the book. You got to read it from yourself. Alright? Listen, it's okay for help, right? But you have to, if you're going to train yourself, you have to train yourself to figure out the answers on your own. First, if you get stuck and you need some help, that's okay. But you have to try to answer the questions on your own, okay? Naam, okay. Next question. Su'al al-sadis. Su'al al-sadis. Kam ukhtan lahu. Kam ukhtan lahu. Naam.
Lahu arba.
أربع أخوات. Why is it not أربعة أخوات؟ No, not because مضاف إليه. I said, why is it not أربعة instead of أربعة؟ Why is it not أربعة two? No.
Because the feminine is feminine.
Okay, because the adad and the ma'adud should be opposite. Naam. So if the ma'adud is feminine, the adad should be masculine. Arba'u. Arba'u akhawatin. Tayyib. One more question. Aina akhawatuhu? Aina akhawatuhu? What does that mean?
Where are
the sisters?
Where are his sisters?
Sahib, where are his sisters?
Innahunna.
Naam. Okay. No, it's alright. Let's start, you know, we're going to try to get used to not using that expression now. But it's okay, it's all right. I mean, it's not, you know, alhamdulillah, we don't believe that stuff anyway. But it's just a word that's common in usage today. I'm saying it for us to be conscious of some things that people are not conscious of. Okay, in every book, everybody is using this expression. But in the past, the scholars of Sunnah, they didn't use this expression. Some of them are more meticulous than others. Some scholars have mentioned it even in this time. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen mentioned it in Kitab al-Tawheed. And Shaykh Hassan Al-Salman, Mashur Hassan Salman, one of the students of Shaykh Al-Albani, he mentioned it in his book, The Akhtar al-Musallim. Kitab al-Qawl al-Mubin fi Akhtar al-Musallim. He wrote about this in that book, Mistakes of the People in Prayer. Tayyib, exercise number two. Next page, As-Safha al-Sabi'a. Naam, As-Safha al-Sabi'a. Page number, the seventh page. Okay, exercise number two. Says, Da'a hadhihi al-Allama. Da'a hadhihi al-Allamata. Alamatu al-Sah. Correct, right? Check. Amama al-Jumali al-Sahihati. Wa hadhihi al-Allama. Khata. أمام الجمل التي ليست صحيحة. Okay, what does it mean this instruction? Put a check, the sign of correctness check, in front of the correct sentences. And put an X, the sign of incorrectness, in front of the sentences which are not correct. ليست صحيحة. ليست صحيحة. So, what I want you to do is read to me the correct one. Okay? Read to me which statement is correct. Aleph or Ba. Whichever one is correct, I want you to read that one. Who wants to take the first one? Naam, ya Abdul Karim.
Hashimu, Talibun, Mujahidun.
Taib, Ba. Hashimun, Talibun, Mujtahidun. That's correct, right?
No.
Taib, he is not Kaslan. He is Mujtahid. Taib, second one. Who wants to take it? Do Halim. Naam. Alif. Sa'atuhu rakhisatun. Sa'atuhu rakhisatun. It's not ghaliya. It's what? Rakhisa. Inexpensive. Three. Who wants to take the third one? Naam. Abdul Haq. Okay. ساعته بمئة روبية باء. Number four. نعم موسى.
أخواته بمدينة المنورة.
Read it one more time for us.
أخواته. بمدينة.
بيل.
بالمدينة منورة.
نعم أخواته بالمدينة بل مدينة المنورة. طيب, that's ألف. Okay, now this exercise number three, this one we want to look at the pronouns. The pronouns, when they're in the accusative form, look like this, meaning when they are منصوب because of إن, right? If the original pronoun is هو, then in this form, it will change to what? Who. So you don't say, inna huwa. You say what? Inna hu. If it was plural, hum, instead of saying, well, you, these two of them, they remain the same. This one, hum, the plural for hum, and hunna remain the same. So, inna hum, if it was hum, it remains hum. Inna hum. If it's hunna, it remains the same. Inna hunna. Okay, as far as here, third person, feminine singular, here, you say, innaha. Huwa and here, innahu, innaha. Plurals, hum and hunna, innahum, innahunna. Second person, singular, masculine, anta. And singular, feminine, anti. Instead of saying, inna anta, you say what? Innaka. Instead of anti, instead of inna anti, innaki. Innaka, innaki. The plurals antum and antunna, second person, masculine and feminine plurals. Antum and antunna. You say innakum and innakunna. First person, singular, whether it's masculine or feminine, ana is the same. For ana, you say innani or inni. Innani or inni. As far as the plural, whether it's masculine or singular, first person plural, nahnu, you say innana or inna. It's the same whether it's masculine or feminine. It's the same. Come in. You want to see somebody or you just want to pray? Come in, come in. You can pray right here in the front, brother. Just go to the front, in the corner. Tayyib. Tayyib, somebody pay attention, okay? So I can concentrate on my lesson. Tayyib. Alright, we saw these pronouns before in book 1. Remember we had kitabuhu, kitabuha, huh? Kitabuka, kitabuki, kitabuna, same pronouns that we had in that case when we have mudaf ilay, the pronoun is mudaf ilay, showing possession, same pronouns we're using here. Alright, you had kitabukum, kitabukunna, kitabuhum, kitabuhunna, kitabi, kitabuna, same pronouns, okay? So just try to, and pay attention to how the pronoun changes, except in the third person, plural, masculine and feminine, hum and hunna, they remain the same. Tayyib. After seeing those pronouns, how they are used with inna, and they are the same pronouns that we use when we showed possession in the possessive form of the pronouns, right? We want to use inna with these sentences that begin with pronouns. These sentences begin with pronouns. If the sentence begins with a regular noun, right? It would be like it was here, okay? If the sentence begins with a noun, like you say, التاجر, right? غنيٌ. التاجر غنيٌ, right? This sentence begins with a noun. So if you use إنّا, what happens? It changes it from the مبتدا to اسم إنّا, and the vowel on the end of it changes from مرفوعٌ with ضمّة to what? Mansubun fatta. That's if it's a regular noun. But if it's a pronoun of dhamir, then we don't see this vowel change. We're not going to see fatta for accusative. Okay, the pronouns do not change. Kum, kunna, hum, hunna. They're not going to change. They're going to remain the same. But the form of the pronoun is going to change from huwa to hu. From hiya to ha. From antum to kum. From antunna to kunna. The form of the pronoun. Instead of the pronoun that was would be originally used in the sentence, the same sentence, for example, if we had a pronoun, instead of saying at-tajir, we would say what? Huwa ghaniyun. If we already know that we're talking about the merchant, we were already talking about him, right? We were talking about merchants, this merchant over here, the merchant such and such and so on. And then we said, huwa ghaniyun. He is wealthy, rich, right? Now, if you wanted to put emphasis on that sentence, and you said inna, you don't say inna huwa ghaniyun. Now you have to change the pronoun from huwa to hu. Innahu ghaniyun. If it was here, yani a female merchant, and you said that here ghaniyatun, right? She is wealthy. Then you would say, inna hiya? No. You would say what? Inna ha. Hiya? Ha. Huwa? Hu. Naam.
I just want to ask you one question. For the first thing you read up. So we use that in
At-tajiru?
Tajara.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, who are غير يوم.
طيب.
Is that correct?
Can you say that?
Yeah. So were you saying that before you went to the next step?
No, I was saying, that's not what I was saying. I was saying that if you wanted, instead of saying التاجر غنيون, if you wanted to say هو, instead of تاجر, you want to say هو غنيون.
Okay,
so now when you use إن, instead of the noun changing from مرفون to منصوبون, and the vowel changing from ضم to كسر, the pronoun is going to remain the same, it's not going to change. But the form of the pronoun from هو, you're going to use هو. So you, instead of saying إن هو, you're going to say إنه. Here in the like this, okay? Naam. All right, so let's do the exercise. All I want you to do is put it in its proper form. I'm going to read it. In fact, let's do this orally too. We have to start doing some oral exercises. Okay, I'm going to read the sentence in its original form, and you're going to change it to inna. All right? I'm going to give you the sentence in its original form, and I want you to change, put inna in that sentence, and change the form of the pronoun. Alright? Okay, without looking at your books. I know you already did the exercises at home, right? But I don't want you to benefit from what you already wrote at home. I want you to now do the exercise again orally. Alright? Is everybody with me?
Yes.
I'm going to read the sentence to you. I want you to use inna. Change the pronoun from the form that is in the way I read it to the form it should be with inna. Okay? I'm going to give you the sentence. Who wants to take the first one? You got to jump out there first. Okay, you got the first one? Okay, I'm going to read it to you. You change it. Number one. Huwa tajirun. Innahu tajirun. Number two. Ana talibun. Inni talibun. Or you could say innani talibun. Both of them are permissible. Inni or innani. Number three. Hum min al-yabani. Who wants it? Now. Innahum min yabani, he said. What's wrong with that sentence? Now. Naam, it's Alif Lam. Innahum minal yabani. Huh? Min becomes mina. Right? The fatha is added because of what? Because the word following is Alif Lam. You got to add the word min is originally written with sukun, right? Min, which means from. But when it's followed by Alif Lam, you have to add, I'm sorry, you have to add a fatta. When it's followed by alif lam, you change the kun to fatta. And the same thing with the word men, which means what? Who. If it's followed by alif lam, you have to change what? The sukun to kasra, the opposite. Men with fatta is changed to many with kasra. Min with kasra is changed to mina. If it has kasra, you add fatta. If it has fatta, you add kasra. Okay, change the sukun according to whatever vowel. Min with kasra, you add fatta. Men with fatta, you add kasra, opposite vowel. Okay, whenever it's followed by alif lam. Tayyib. So that will be what? Hum innahum minal yabani. Okay, arba. Antum azkiya'u. Antum azkiya'u. Who wants it? Somebody else. Who didn't give us one yet? Mustafa.
إنكم
أذكياء. نعم إنكم أذكياء. خمسة. هي متزوجة. هي متزوجة. نعم إنها متزوجة. متزوجة. That's a long word, right? متزوجة. طيب. We're gonna take a work break. A 1 minute work break. Okay. What do we mean, 1 minute work break? We're going to take a break for 1 minute to do some work that's not related to our immediate topic. Huh? متزوجة. How many letters do we have in this word?
Six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and a shadda, right? 7. Taib. This word, if we wanted to look it up in the dictionary, what is the root of this word? Does anybody already know what the root of it is? If you already know, don't tell us. If you don't know, what letters can we take from this word to get to a triliteral root? We want to get to the root of the word. What letters should we get rid of? What should we start with first to get rid of? What letters? We should get rid of? Long vowels, right? A long vowel or a diphthong. But there's two vowels here. Huh? One of them is for the diphthong, right? That's like a long vowel. So we can get rid of one of them, right? That's one. Okay, now we still have meem, ta, zay, wow, and jeem. Okay, what are we going to get rid of? Do we have any more long vowels here? Okay, so what are we going to get rid of next? Prefix, right? This is a prefix. Huh? Now we still have ta, and we have zay, and we have wow, and we have jeem. So we still need to get rid of something, right? So we're going to get rid of ta. So now, and tamabuta is feminine ending. We know that's added, right? It's feminine ending. So now we have what? We have zay, wow, and jeem. So if we wanted to look up this word, we're going to look up in the kitab zay. Then we're going to look zay, fatta, alif, wow, until we get to way down here, wow, right? And then we get zay, wow. Then we're going to look for what? Alif, ba, ta, tha, jeem in the beginning here. We're going to look for this letter. That's how we're going to find the meaning of this. The root is from za, wow, wa, jeem. And all the words that come from that, you're going to find under that root. Okay?
For example, the root is it
zawaja? Yes. Zawaja. Yeah, zawaja. Now, the letters that we got rid of, meem and ta, and the wow that's from the diphthong, and tarmabuta. Okay, tarmabuta is feminine ending. We know that already. So that's automatically removed. That's not from the root. Okay? These letters are from the letters of increase, right? And the letters of increase are 10. And the letters of increase that we should take from a word if we're looking for the root are what? Sal, tu, mu, ni, ha. Sal, tu, mu, ni, ha. We talked about this last week, right?
Yes.
Or the week before? So these are 10 letters. Sin, hamza, lam, ta, mim, wow, Noon, Ya, Ha, and Aleph. These are the 10 letters of increase that you need to get rid of if you want to find the root of a word. Sin, Hamza, Lam, Ta, Mim, Wow, Noon, Ya, Ha, and Aleph. This is a reminder. This is a reminder to us, right? Because we talked about this before. And today we have practice in book 1 class of how to use a dictionary. And we started looking for some words. And mashallah, some people who never used a dictionary before found a word in less than 1 minute. In less than 1 minute. Now.
So, mubtada.
The root word would be mubtada. Yeah, the root word of mubtada. Mubtada, alright. Here it is right here. We have meem, ba, ta, del, and hamza. Are there any long vowels in this word? No long vowels. Are there any prefixes? Meem, right? Now we have what? We have ba, ta, del, and hamza. So we got to get rid of one of them. Ba is not a letter of increase, aslan. Ba is not a letter of increase. And del is not a letter of increase. So it has to be the ta or the hamza you got to get rid of. In this case, we're going to get rid of what? Somebody wants to get rid of hamza. So we have ba, ta, del. Batada. That's not the root of it. The root of it is get rid of the ta. It's ba-da-a. Bada'a means to begin. Bada'a yabda'u, to begin. Bada'a. Bada'atu bi al-basmala. I began with the basmala. Right? When you read Quran, you begin with al-ta'awiz thumma al-basmala. What is the ta'awiz? A'udhu billahi السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. نعم. And in Salat, we should recite the supplication of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In Salat, before he recited Al-Fatiha, he said what? Did he say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم? No. No. No authentic hadith that he said that in Salat. But rather he said أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من حمزه ونفخه ونفثه. You can find this where? In the books of hadith, in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Ibn Kathir mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha and the Tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Fussilat. He mentions that the most authentic narration from the Prophet ﷺ is this was his supplication in Salat before he recited Al-Fatiha. Sheikh Al-Albani said there is no authentic narration from the Prophet ﷺ beginning the Salat with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Wajim. Rather, in the Murasil of Abu Dawud, there is a report from Al-Hasan Al-Basri that is Mawquf. Mawquf means it doesn't go back to the Prophet ﷺ, and it doesn't mention Salat. It doesn't even mention Salat. As far as in Salat, no, it's not like that. A'udhu Billahi Samil Alim Minash Shaitan Al-Rajim Min Hamzihi Wa Nafkhihi Wa Nafthi. And there are some other authentic narrations that are similar that you can find in the books of Hadith, similar wording, that are also sahih. In any case, any one of them that's sahih, inshallah you can use it. And if you don't know them and you say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Al-Rajim like that, Salat is valid. But as far as the sunnah, if you really want to stick to the sunnah, then you should learn the supplication from the Prophet ﷺ. Otherwise, if you say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Al-Rajim, alhamdulillah, you have sufficed in seeking refuge, right? But the sunnah is better. Sunnah is better. In the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir, you can find it. In the introduction to Al-Fatiha. The chapter, Seeking Refuge in Allah from Shaitan, he talks about it. And he also mentioned it in the Tafsir of Surah Fussilat. Surah Fussilat, now. And you can find it in the books of Hadith. Books of Hadith, in Tirmidhi, in Abu Dawud, and so on.
So it could be found in
Inshallah, if somebody remind me, send me an email. Send me an email, inshallah I'll send you the discussion, the whole discussion, inshallah. The hadith and all of the discussion about what's weak and why it's weak and so on, inshallah. I mean, I can send it to you by email, inshallah. I'll send it to the whole class, somebody remind me. And then somebody, mashallah, who wants to donate some sadaqah to the masjid, print it out and give it the next class we come, inshallah. Somebody wants to get some sadaqah. Naam. Tayyib. Okay, Mutazawija, number 6. We're on page 7, exercise number 4. Number 6. Sitta. Nahnu. Okay, we're not, I'm sorry, you're not reading from your books, right? We're doing this orally. I'm reading the sentences and then you are fixing them for me. Okay, who wants to take number 6? Nahnu Muslimoon. That was a work break we just took. That's when you get a break where you have to do some work. When you're at work, you don't get work breaks, right? At work, when you get a work break, that means you don't do work, right? But here, when you get a work break, you do work.
I'll get several breaks. Anytime I want.
Huh?
I get breaks.
Anytime he wants, he gets breaks. Mashallah. His boss, he works for himself. What better can you do, huh? Okay, you got it. You got it, Abdul Karim. Nahnu Muslimuna. إننا مسلمون. نعم. Or إننا مسلمون. With one noon. نعم. You can do that also. طيب. سبعة. Number 7. أنتن مجتهدات. أنتن مجتهدات. Who wants it? أنتن. You know, like the masculine, أنتم. Feminine, antunna. Inna kunna, mujtahidat. Okay, mujtahid means what?
Hard working,
diligent. Mujtahid, feminine, mujtahida. Mujtahida. Plural, sound plural, mujtahidat. Huh? Mujtahidun. Feminine is mujtahidatun. But termabuta, right? The feminine plural, sound plural, is mujtahid, mujtahidatun, mujtahidat. And change the tarmabuta into a regular ta and add alif before it. Mujtahidatun, mujtahidatun. Huh? Okay, what feminine sound plural is you just add before the tarmabuta, it's fatta, right? Make the fatta elongated with alif and then change the ta marbuta to ta maftuha. Mujtahida, mujtahidat. Naam, alif ta, fatta alif ta. Tayyib. Number 8, thamaniya. Hunna muslimatun. Hunna muslimatun. Innahunna muslimatun. Muslimatun, right? It's from Muslim. Huh? It's from what? Muslim. Like we just said. Muslim, right? But if you want to make it feminine, you have to do what? Take off the tanween, add tarmabuta and change the letter. The vowel before tarmabuta is always fatta. It can never be kasra or dhamma. The vowel before tarmabuta always fatta. So you make it feminine, muslimun, muslimatun. If you want to make it plural, then you just add alif, right? And change tarmabuta to ta maftuha. Muslimat. Muslima, muslimat. Jayit. Kafirun, kafiratun. Kafiratun. Tayyib. Number 9, 9. Anta rajulun ghaniyun. Ya Abdul Halim. Anta rajulun ghaniyun. Naam huwa. But anta though. Innaka rajulun. Rajulun ghaniyun. Innaka. It's emphasized. Naam. Innaka rajulun غنيٌ عشرة أنتِ ذكيةٌ أنتِ ذكيةٌ نعم I'm back yeah. إنكِ ذكيةٌ نعم طيب turn the page الصفحة الثمانية the eighth page exercise number 5 التمرين الخامس اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية What does that mean? Read the following examples huh? الأمثلة is the plural of what? الأمثلة is the plural of what? مثل لا مثل مثل a مثل is like a مثل you know like a saying a maxim this is not a maxim this is an example it's not مثل it's what مثال مثال أمثلة is the plural of مثال مثال طيب these are the words that we had in book one أمثلة مثال طيب number one Okay, we're going to read. So somebody has to read. Okay, you're going to read both sentences. The sentence without the inna, and then the sentence with inna, noticing how the mubtada changed from marfu'un to mansubun. Okay, in the beginning, the sentence is mubtada and khabar. The mubtada and khabar are both marfu'un with dhamma. But if you use inna, now the mubtada becomes what? Ism inna. And it's no longer marfu'un, but it becomes what? Mansuban. So notice when you're reading the change in the vowels. Okay, who wants to read the first one? Naam, Abdul Haq. Al Mudarrisu Jadidun. Now? Inna al Mudarrisa Jadidun. Change from Dhamma to Fatha. Number two, who take the second one? Naam, ya Abu Bakr. Again, read it again carefully. Naam, Fatimatu Tabibatun. Fatimatu Tabibatun. Naam. Yeah, sometimes it changes completely.
So,
We're supposed to be right here, right?
No, it should be here. Fatima to Tabitha.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I know, but I followed your instructions. You last thing I heard you say was I gotta get some rest. You know what I said? Well, Anamak. I'm gonna get some rest too, buddy. Fahim, who was the second one? Okay, you got it. Yeah, who was reading that? Oh, you were reading it. Go ahead, read. Second one, read it. Inna Fatimata Tabibatun. Naam, number three. Abdul Karim.
We read that in both, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hamidun Mutazawij.
Naam. Hamidun Mutazawijun. Hamidun mutazawijun. Naam.
Inna hamidan mutazawijun.
Naam. Inna hamidan mutazawijun. Notice hamidun became inna hamidan. And from this we also understand what? That when the mubtada has a single vowel, dhamma, after inna, it still has a single vowel, but it becomes fakta. In this case, the mubtada has a double vowel, dhamma. So after inna, it remains a double vowel, but fakta. Okay, so whenever the mubtada has a single vowel because it has alif lam, or because it may have a single vowel because it doesn't take tanween, right? Some nouns don't have alif lam, but they can't take tanween because they're what? Mamnu' min as-sarf. An example of that here is what? Fatimatu. It didn't have tanween, even though it doesn't have alif lam. Because mamnu' min as-sarf. Why is it mamnu' min as-sarf though? Feminine proper nouns. What other kinds of words are mamnu' min as-sarf? Never take tanween. Fine proper nouns. Some broken plurals. Some broken plurals. And what else? One other.
Masculine nouns.
So masculine proper nouns that end with alif noon. Like what?
Sufyan.
Safwan, Ramadan. Like this.
Also the ones that end with tarmabuta.
Masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta. They're feminine in form, but they are masculine proper nouns. Feminine in form. Otherwise, masculine proper nouns take tanween. But if they're masculine proper nouns end with tarmabuta, they don't take tanween. Because they follow the rule of what? Feminine proper nouns. Fayyib. This is review. We had this before. In lesson 13. Somewhere back there. I don't know, even before that. Now, in fact, masculine and feminine proper nouns we had before that. Maybe lesson 4 or 5. 13, broken plurals. That was the lesson that we loved. He loved it so much, we never wanted to leave it. We stayed with it for 3 weeks. MashaAllah. Was it because we loved it, or was it some other reason?
We loved it.
We loved it. Alhamdulillah. That's what I like. That's what I like. Is the glass half full or half empty? Half full. Why be negative, right?
That's right.
Tayyib. Exercise number 6. التمرين السادس. أدخل إن على الجمل الآتية واضبط آخرة. واضبط آخر أواخر الكلمات. واضبط أواخر الكلمات. واضبط أواخر الكلمات means make the endings of the words precise, exact. Means put the vowels in on the end of the word. Huh? Is it dhamma, fatta, kasra? Is it dhammatain or single dhamma and so on like this. We want the vowel endings to be precise. Okay? So adkhil inna ala jumla al-atiya, meaning put inna in the beginning of these sentences and then make the vowel endings precise, the endings of the words. Make the endings of the words vowelized precisely with a single vowel, with a double vowel, with a dhamma or kasra or fatta. Okay? Number one, I'm going to give you the sentence and then you give it back to me with inna. If you can do it without looking, it's better. If you have to look, okay, we're going to give you a pass today on this exercise. Some of these sentences are a little bit long. Some of our memories are a little bit short. Especially if you pass 40. If you pass 50, khalas, it's over. If you pass 60, the only thing we can do for you is give you a hearing aid. Tayyib, yalla, yalla, listen up, listen up. Number one, ad-darsu sa'abun. Naam, Abdul Kareem.
Inna
darsa sa'abun. Don't forget, al darsa is actually pronounced how? Ad darsa. That's huruf shamsiyah. We don't say al darsa, we say ad darsa. Inna darsa sa'abun. Number two, as sayyaratu jamilatun. As-sayyaratu, na'am, Abu Bakr.
Inna
as-sayyarata jamilatun. Thalatha. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. Allahu Akbar.
Inna al-Qur'ana kitabullahi.
What's the vowel on kitab? Dhamma. Kitabullahi. Inna al-Qur'ana kitabullahi. Mudaf mudaf ilay. Naam. Tayyib. Arba. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallama rasulullahi. Huh? Nobody should miss this. Now you got it, Abdul Halim. Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulullahi. Inna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulullah. Rasulullahi. Naam. Khamsa. Aminatu talibatun. Aminatu talibatun. نعم موسى
إن آمنة طالبة
ستة اللغة العربية سهلة اللغة العربية سهلة somebody else who didn't read yet نعم مصطفى
إن اللغة العربية سهلة
نعم سهلٌ أو سهلٌ أو سه اللغة is masculine or feminine سهلةٌ سهلةٌ has to be feminine because it's describing what اللغة 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 تو العربية تو feminine right سهلةٌ إن اللغة العربية سهلةٌ نعم 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 إن اللغة العربية سهلة سبع هذه الساعة غالية هذه الساعة غالية نعم who wants it who didn't do one yet نعم who didn't do one yet okay anybody then who wants it Abdul Haq ها هذه الساعة غالية.
إن هذه
ساعة. Hold it, give him a chance. هذه الساعة غالية. Number seven, سبعة. هذه remain the same. Don't change it. Don't change هذه. نعم. إن هذه الساعة غالية. نعم ثمانية. بلال غاب. غني بلال غني صادق بلال becomes بلال what بلال change it to منصوب بلالا say the whole sentence بلال غني yes change it with إن Just change it from marfoon to mansoobun. From dhamma to fatha. Inna bilalan. Ghaniyun. If the word, if the mubtada doesn't have alif lam, has tanween, it's still going to be tanween, but the tanween changed from dhamma to fatha. So bilalun becomes bilalan. Inna bilalan ghaniyun. Tisa. المدير في الفصل المدير في الفصل نعم
ان المدير مدير مدير في الفصل
ان المديره في الفصل 10 الماء بارد الماء بارد hold إن الماء بارد طيب okay here we just have a little chart on this page I don't want to spend a lot of time with it we just want to look at it we talked about it in the beginning of the class we have the sentence السيارة جميلة and then we're looking at the grammatical breakdown of this sentence السيارة is called المبتدا And Jamilatun is called Al-Khabaru. Right? Meaning that the Jumla Ismiya has two essential parts. The Mubtada and the Khabar. So the first word, As-Sayyaratu, is Al-Mubtada'u. And the second word, Jamilatun, is Al-Khabaru. If you enter Inna upon this sentence, the first word that was the Mubtada is now called Ismu Inna. And it becomes mansubun. So you say, inna sayyarata. As far as jamilatun, it's still khabar, but now it's called khabaru inna, and it still remains marfu'un. That's what we talked about in the beginning of the class. Question, exercise number 7. Ta'ammal al-mithalain. Al-mithalain. That's the dual of mithal, right?
No.
Contemplate, consider, look at, examine, study the two examples. Two examples that are given. ثم قوّن جملاً then compose sentences مثلهما like those two examples من الكلمات الآتية from the following words المثال الأول and then المثال الثاني there are two examples here right look at both of these examples consider study reflect upon them until you understand this structure that we went over in the beginning of the class. First example, أم من الهندي أنت أم من باكستان. What are the two things, two choices that we are asking concerning? من الهند or من باكستان. من الهند, are you from India or from Pakistan? أم من الهندي أنت أم من باكستان. That's the first example. Second example, الطبيب أنت أم مهندس. What are the two things we asked about? طبيب and muhandisun. You're asking the person, are you a tabib or are you a muhandis? What is muhandis? Engineer. And tabib? At-tabibun anta am muhandisun. Hal bakiya shay lana? Naam? We won't be left out? Ma nasituna? Ma nasitana? Tayyib. Okay, first one. Who wants to take one? Be careful, be careful. You can read from your book with this one. We're going to start with Abdul Halim. We have three words. Anta, mujtahidun, kaslanu. Okay, give me how it should be composed. Good. أَمُجْتَهِدٌ أَنْتَ أَمْ كَسْلَانُ Number two. هِيَ الصين اليابان أبو بكر It should be من الصين أو من الياباني Somebody help. Now, Musa. Amina Sini here. Amina Sini here. Amina Yabani. Fayyib. Next page. Number three. Three words. Anti Tabibatun Mumarridatun. What's the three words? Anti Tabibatun Mumarridatun. Naam, did you do one yet? Who didn't do one yet? One from this exercise. Did you do one yet? Yes. You do one? Okay, go ahead.
Al-tabibatun anti ammumarridatun.
Al-tabibatun anti ammumarridatun. Number four. Hum nasara yahudun. Hum nasara yahudun. Now, what's the question? Dukareen.
النصارى
هم أم يهود النصارى هم أم يهود Are they Christians or Jews? خمسة هذا مسجد مدرسة مدرسة هذا مسجد مدرسة موسى
مسجد هذا أم مدرسة
نعم المسجد هذا أم مدرسة ستة هذه feminine سيارة المدير سيارة المدرس سيارة المدير سيارة المدرس نعم عبد الحق he didn't take one yet السيارة المدير
أم سيارة المدرس
he left out one word هذه السيارة المدير هذه
السيارة المدير هذه أم سيارة المدرس
نعم السيارة المدير هذه أم سيارة المدرس نعم سبع أنت متزوج أنعزب نعم who wants it anybody didn't take one yet Did you have one yet, Mustafa? No. Go ahead, Mustafa. نعم. متزوج أنت أم عزب. ثمانية. هن خالاتك. Could be خالاتك. نعم. خالاتك وعماتك. هن خالاتك عماتك. نعم, موسى. أخالاتك هن أم عماتك تسع هو باكستان إيران هو نعم أبو بكر
باكستان هو أم
This is a question about is from It should be هو ومن باكستان من باكستان ومن إيران
من إيران
نعم أمن باكستان هو أم من إيران عشرة بيتك قريب بعيد بيتك قريب بعيد نعم أبو بكر أبو بكر
قريب بيتك
نعم أقريب بيتك أم بعيد طيب, this exercise is an exercise that you need to read over a few times and start making up some new sentence with it, do some extra work with it, and practice with it until it sticks with you. And once it sticks with you, it's easy. But in the beginning, it's awkward. The structure is awkward, okay? So until you do a lot of exercise with it, you may still find some difficulty with it. And you might still be using it wrong until you practice with it. So make some effort with it, inshallah, this exercise. Number 8, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لذو. Okay, consider, reflect upon the following examples for ذو. What does ذو mean? Possessor, صاحب, صاحب, the one who possesses something. Okay, these are examples. These examples show how this word is used in different situations and circumstances. Okay, so let's read them, inshallah, and consider. Who wants to read the first one? First one, Abu Bakr. Exercise number 8, first one. طو طويلة نعم مديرنا ذو قامة طويلة. Our director is the one who possesses قامة طويلة. What does that mean, قامة طويلة? Stature, stature, stature. His build, his physical build. He's tall, means that he's tall. قامة يعني means his person's stature, their physical structure, physical build. Tawila means tall, huh? Okay, no problem. Different. That because they changed some of the things. No problem. They changed some of the words in that printing. Okay, number 2. Somebody read number 2. Naam, Abdul Haq. نعم هذا الدفتر ذو ورق مسطر 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 ذو ورق مسطر. What does that mean? This notebook is possessed what? What does ذو ورق مسطر means? نعم paper ورق that has lines مسطر has lines, lined paper, as opposed to paper that doesn't have any lines. Type number 3. Naam, Abdul Sadiq, I mean. Naam, Ahmadu, without tanween, talibun dhu ilmin wa khuluqin. That means he possess what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge? And character. Knowledge and good character, manners. Naam. Arba. Who take number 4? Naam. Abdul Haq. Wadhaka. Kum. Kum min tawilin. Hadha al-qamisu zu kum min qasirin. وذاك ذو كم طويل. نعم هذا القميص ذو كم. The word كم, the word كم is indefinite tanween. The word after ذو is always مضاف إليه, means مجرور, takes كسرة. ذو كم. If there's no vowel, automatically it doesn't have ألف لام, that means it has tanween. If it's mudafun ilayh, it has to have kasra. So it's automatically ذو كمن. Because that's what we said about ذو. The word after is mudafun ilayh. Mudafun ilayh is always majroor with kasra. If it doesn't have alif lam, it takes a double vowel. If it has alif lam, it takes a single vowel. ذو علم وخلق وهي كم قصير. وذاك ذو كم طويل. That shirt has short sleeves and that one has long sleeves. Number 5. Number 5. Naam, Abu Bakr in the back over here on this side. Naam, al-masjid al-ladhi fi hayyina dhu manaratin wahidatin. What does that mean? In our... our district or neighborhood, right, has what? One minaret. One minaret. Now, one minaret. Minaret. You know the tower that they put on top of the masjid? And they put it there for decorations? Because the muezzin doesn't go up in there, right, anymore? So it's just there for decorations. It's a waste of money. Allahumma musta'an. Tayyib. Number 9. اقرأ الأمثلة ثم حول الجملة الجملة الآتية مثلها. اقرأ الأمثلة. Read the examples. ثم حول الجملة الآتية. Then transform or change or modify the following sentence. مثلها. Just like it. What are the examples? These are examples going from right to left. Aleph using ذو, which is masculine, singular. ذَوُ, which is masculine, plural. Going down to جِيم, that, which is feminine, singular, and ذَوَات, which is feminine, plural. Do you see the underlying words? ذُو, ذَوُ, those are masculine, singular, and plural. That and ذَوَات, those are feminine, singular, and plural. So the word ذُو means صاحب, right? And these are the other forms of ذُو. ذو, if it's plural, you say ذَوُ. If it's feminine singular, you say ذَاتُ. Plural, ذَوَاتُ. Huh?
No.
So it has a masculine form and a feminine form. Huh? It has a singular form and it has a plural form. Are you with me?
No.
Huh? We didn't talk about that in the introduction. Okay? So you just have to memorize the different forms for ذُو. ذُو and ذَوُ, feminine. ذَاتُ and ذَوَاتُ. Got it? Got it? Okay, let's try to do them. Let's do the example. We have the first sentence is given us the masculine singular. You have to give me the masculine plural. The masculine plural. The masculine singular is masculine singular is هَذَا الرَّجُلُ ذُو مَالٍ كَثِيرٍ. We don't want you to change the sentence, except we want you to use what? Plural for ذُو. Now, you got it? Meaning we want you to change ذو to the plural for ذو. You have to change some of the sentence, okay, to plural. Whatever has to be changed to plural. But we want you to use the same meaning of the sentence except make it plural. Now, go ahead, Abdul Karim.
Okay,
Just read whatever you wrote for the second sentence. طيب, you said what again?
هؤلاء الرجال ذو
plural.
Yeah, ذو
ذو نعم ذو نعم هؤلاء الرجال ذو مال كثير. Okay, somebody give me the feminine singular. Now you gotta make some changes to this. Feminine singular, huh?
You know, with this one, with that one there, I couldn't, I didn't know whether to put Misa, O, right? Because it's gonna be...
You gotta use singular. What's the singular for women?
Imra.
But when it went to the feminine, it went to...
But we're doing singular right now first. We're going to get to the plural yet. Give me the singular.
Okay, so it would be... هَذِهِ إِمْرَأَةٌ مَالٍ كَثِيرٍ.
Okay, one thing. الرَّجُل was... Aleph Lam, right? Definite. So make woman also definite. I mean the female. Make it definite. Instead of Imra'atin, it should be El. طيب, Imra'atun, if it has Aleph Lam, what's the form of the word? It changes. Imra'atun becomes El what? El Imra'atun? No. Singular. Al Mar'atu. Imra'atun, if it's indefinite, is Imra'atun. If it's definite, it's Al Mar'atu. The word changed, the form of the word changed. Imra'a to Al Mar'atu. هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةُ ذَاتُ مَالٍ كَثِيرٍ. That's our Muezzin Khalid? Alright, we're not going to follow the phone. So if somebody give me the last one, the plural, feminine plural.
هَؤُلَاءِ
النِّسَاءُ ذَوَاتُ مَالٍ كَثِيرًا. طيب مال كثيرا. طيب alhamdulillah, we covered a good amount. We have a few exercises remaining. Inshallah, we're going to do these exercises. We're going to finish the exercises at home for homework, and somebody's going to remind me. We're going to read them orally in the class next time, and then we're going to go to lesson 2. So be prepared to finish these exercises from exercise number 11 to the end. And for your homework, in addition to that, you have to read the key for lesson number 2. Look at the grammatical points, look at the vocabulary words, start memorizing them, and then read the dialogue in the beginning of lesson number 2. Read the dialogue and start looking at the exercises, because next week, inshallah, we're going to finish this chapter, a few exercises remaining. Then we're going to go over the key to lesson number 2. We're going to read the dialogue, and hopefully we're going to start doing some of the exercises. طيب, everybody know what the homework is? Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.